Welcome to today's Voices, a daily digest from Native America Calling. I'm your host, Sean Spruce. A digital research project aims to improve public awareness and understanding of indigenous slavery. The Native-bound Unbound Archive collects historical documents, artifacts, in-person interviews, and artwork, all in one place to be available to researchers and anyone else interested in exploring the subject. Native-bound Unbound director Estevan Real Galvez says the captivity of indigenous people is often overshadowed by the history of the black slave trade in the U.S. and elsewhere. He says he hopes this project shines a new light on the lasting effects of indigenous slavery all over the globe.
Most people don't know about it, Sean. Certainly in the United States, I think when people use the word slavery, they immediately think of Africans who were brought across the Atlantic Ocean. But so our goal is to actually illuminate where slavery took place, when it occurred, whom it impacted, and its meaning, particularly its legacy for both indigenous and descendants. But I think for the most part, even though there's years and decades of scholarship, I think in the United States in particular, people don't know about this story, other than those who have heard the story in their own families.
That is Estevan Real Galvez, Executive Director of Native Bound Unbound, Archive of Indigenous Slavery. Among people who contributed to the project is Acoma Pueblo researcher Teresa Pascual. She is the Executive Vice President of Crow Canyon Archaeological Center. She says the archive will be a resource for broadening the discussion about slavery in this country and elsewhere.
I think it opens eyes to understanding the past. Oftentimes, history books, what we know in the literature, is very narrow in scope. And so it leads to a fuller understanding, which is why Native Unbound, the project as a whole, is important, because it opens up doors and pathways to a fuller understanding of the past. And when we share that history, we can reflect. We can apply critical thinking. We can look at what we are dealing with in the present and perhaps think broadly about how we approach both caring for those stories, but taking those threads of wisdom, strength, and resilience and applying them to our communities today and to present-day problem solving that comes as a result of that legacy.
That is Teresa Pascual. Exploring slavery beyond a context of the American South and the Civil War helps paint a more complete picture of the country. That's the perspective of Dakota Harvard history professor Philip Deloria, who says however painful to look at, the practice of slavery by early colonial forces needs a full reckoning before its lasting effects can be adequately addressed.
It's been very hard to sort of think about the ways that we can expand the narrative of indigenous enslavement. You know, when we talk about slavery, you know, we think about white columned plantations in the Southeast and African-American slavery. And to make this continental and hemispheric and global is just really important. I can list off 4 or 5 or 6 really good books, academic books on indigenous enslavement that don't seem to have made any difference in terms of the way that we think about the narrative. And I'd say one other thing too, which is, when we think about African-American enslavement, we have an online data source. It's called Slave Voyages, which is absolutely fantastic. And what Native Bound Unbound does is to put the story of indigenous enslavement into that same space and make it available in a very high quality research, you know, kind of online environment for anybody, as Estevan mentioned, artists, historians, local folks, tribal, you know, narrators. I mean, it really sort of opens up a new chapter, I think, for us in such an amazing way. And it's incredibly painful, but it's also kind of amazing to see it.
That is Harvard history professor Philip Deloria. The Mellon Foundation provided a significant grant to make the Native Bound Unbound Archive happen. The project's organizers say it will be continually updated as they are able to research and submit new materials. I'm Sean Spruce, and this is today's Voices.